The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter. After washing the disciples' feet, predicting his betrayal, and then revealing his betrayer, Jesus speaks of his glorification on the cross. This deep, complicated love of Jesus, even to death on the cross, will be the distinctive mark of Jesus' community. I begin reading at verse 31. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
May be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Good morning. I want each of you to choose one. Just take one. Now hold it up. Can you tell me why you picked that one? You don't know what you picked. You just took one. Well, why didn't you pick this one? You don't know. You know, this picking reminds me of people. Sometimes we're put in a position where we have to pick someone for a team, or maybe there's going to be a sleepover and the tent only holds three or four, and somebody doesn't get picked. That happens, doesn't it? Has it ever happened to you? Probably not, but it does happen, where we are put in a position where we've got to pick somebody and somebody gets left out. It's not a good feeling, but it happens. And in our gospel reading today, Jesus gave us a promise and he gave us a commandment. He said, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another." There's two things happening there. One, Jesus is telling us we really ought to try to pick everyone and leave no one out. But the second thing he's doing is saying, you know what, it doesn't matter. If you're the one that's not picked because you really, it has no color, it's not bright like the others, it doesn't matter. Jesus says, "I love you. I love you just the way you are." Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us just the way we are. It doesn't ever matter. Thank you. Amen.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our gospel lesson this morning takes place in that story of the Last Supper on that night that Jesus is betrayed. Things have already happened. The disciples have come in together with Jesus into that upper room. Jesus has washed their feet. They've had their supper. And Judas has just left to go betray Jesus. And at this point now, at this point in that story, things are set in motion. There's really no turning back at this point. And things are going to continue to happen. Jesus is going to continue to talk to his disciples a little while longer. He's going to tell Peter, actually in the next verses from our reading today, Jesus tells Peter that he will betray him three times. Later that evening, they'll go out to the Garden of Gethsemane, and Jesus will pray, and there he will also be arrested. Events are set in motion. Many terrible things will be done to him. He'll suffer many things. He'll be put on trial. He will be condemned. The crowd will shout, "Crucify him," and he will be hung on the cross. The events are set in motion. There is no turning back. But in the midst of all of this that's going on, right here in our gospel lesson this morning, as this turning point comes about, or as this threshold comes about, Jesus gives a new commandment. He says, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another." And this right here is the why of why Christ has done all this. It's the why, and then it's also the action part of what Christ has done and what he calls us to do as well then. But it's a focal point, because that tells the story of both Christmas and Easter. It's why Christ came into this world in the first place, of God becoming a human being and coming into this world. God could have destroyed everybody once again when he saw this sinful world, but rather he came to save it. Christ came into the world to save it. And that's the story of Christmas. And then the story of Easter here is that what Christ actually did and what he went through in order to bring that salvation to us. The things that he suffered, the death that he suffered. But by that then, he was raised from the dead to bring new life to all of humanity, to restore us once again to be with God. This commandment then, this new commandment that we should love one another, is a turning point for us as well then too. It is a place where it's hard to go back. Once you were there, once you are a Christian, we are not to go back to where we were. It's like somebody jumping out of an airplane, okay? Once you jump out of the airplane, there is no turning back. Now, you can try to get back in that airplane, and you can do everything you can to try to get back in the airplane, but that would not be very smart. The thing to do is the events have been set in motion. You're going to come down to the ground. And so rather than concentrating on going back to that airplane, you concentrate on pulling that ripcord so your parachute opens up. For us, too, that's where we are to be as we look at this commandment, as we look at Christ has done for us. He calls us to love one another. The events have happened. It's set in motion. But it's so easy to try to turn back, to look the other way. It's very hard to follow this commandment when people hurt you, when people do nasty things to you, when they tear you up. It's hard to love somebody like that. And the world itself tells us, don't love them, get even. Don't be nice to them, get even. Or do it even harder. And we can see that through the events that are taking place today. I mean, if you just look at the presidential election that's going on, what happens in that? Well, one candidate says something derogatory or mean to another candidate or about another candidate. Well, that other candidate is going to turn right around and say something mean or derogatory about that other candidate. And it just escalates. It just escalates. And it's easy to turn back and try to retaliate. Try to get back on that airplane. Try to go back to the way things were. But you can't do that. Things have been set in motion. We are to go forward with the love that Christ has showed us through his cross and through the resurrection, through his coming to this earth, and the things that of how he handled people here on this earth. That's the direction we are to travel, rather than trying to go back. It's very difficult to try to follow this commandment. I mean, all of us know how hard it is. We've had colleagues or friends or co-workers or neighbors, other people who have hurt us. We've even had family members that we don't get along with, that we will not have anything to do with, that we don't even want to talk to, that we never want to see again. And that's within our own families. Or maybe even have church members like that as well, too, that you just don't want to see. It's easy to fall back and turn back to those places and to retaliate. To retaliate. But Christ calls us to love one another. Or again, too, you look at the events that are going on in this world. Last night we were supposed to have Gamentius Buba, a pastor Gamentius Buba, come and speak to us. He was not able to do so because of issues with his air flight. But some of the things that he was going to talk about was how can we bring this Christian message to those in the Middle East and in parts of Africa. I mean, if you look at the world events of what's going on now with the terrorists, with bombings in the Middle East, also in Europe, and some in the United States, of the violence that just takes place against people who are innocent, children, people out shopping, people out having fun, people out working, and boom, there's violence. People are torn apart, they're ripped apart. What is our response to that? And we can have several responses. Our first response is to act, go back the old way, is to say, we'll just bomb the fool out of them. Or we'll send soldiers over there to shoot them up. But what if there's another way to go about doing that? What if we can actually change their perception of the world? What if we can actually change their perception of who God truly is? What if we can change what's behind all of this violence? What if we can bring the gospel? What if we can bring this love that Christ talks about to the rest of the world? What if we can change the world by loving one another just as Christ has loved us? There is no going back. For Jesus here in this gospel story, events were put into place. And Jesus was willing and he was obedient to the Father to carry out that mission of bringing salvation to the world. We too as Christians are called to follow Christ. We too are called here to love just as Christ has first loved us. Christ gives us this new commandment. Actually, this is not a new commandment as such. It was already given to the Hebrews in the book of Leviticus to love one another as God has loved you. But yet, it is new in that sense that it's so easy for us to turn back the other way, to try to get back on that airplane, which just doesn't work. Rather, we need the courage, we need the faith to move where Christ calls us to go. Christ has loved us. Let us show that love to one another. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.